Thank you for calling Aspire Health Plan. If you're calling because this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Para servicio en español, oprime el número 9. Please listen to the menu options carefully as they have changed. If you are a member, please press 1. If you are a provider, please press 2. For more information, thank you for calling Provider Services. If you have questions about Part D prescription drug benefits, press 1. For help regarding a Medicare Advantage member, press 2. For help regarding commercial plans, press 3. To return to the main menu, press 9. Thank you for calling Provider Services. If you have questions about Part D prescription drug benefits, press 1. For help regarding a Medicare Advantage member, press 2. For help regarding commercial plans, press 3. Your call will be answered shortly. Please be advised that all calls will be recorded for training and quality purposes. Please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Aspire Health Plan. This is Jennifer. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yeah, Lexi, you're calling from Provider Office and I called for the claims. Could you assist me for that?
I can. And you said your name was Lexi, correct?
Yes.
What's the callback number?
402-802-9687.
And provider or practice MPI number?
197-254-2959.
And the name as it appears on the MPI lookup?
Pacific Cancer Care.
Okay. And our member's ID number?
One moment. Which started with the letter G, 202-122-300.
Okay, member's first and last name and date of birth?
Mary Lynn. Date of birth is 9/9/1945.
Okay, what's the date of service and build amount for her claim?
5/14/25. Build amount is $56,085 even.
So 56095 or 85?
85.
Perfect. Okay, so let me pull that claim up here. There may be some silence on my line while I do that, so bear with me here.
Actually, I have a specific question for this.
I still need to pull the claim up. I still need to pull the claim up.
Sure.
So bear with me while I pull and review the claim, and then you can ask your question. That way I've got it all here ready.
Sure.
Okay, so you want full claims information. I'm guessing you want to see if we received the appeal, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm just checking the date we got that here and what's happening. Uh-huh. Okay, so it does look like we got that provider dispute appeal on July 25th of 2025, and it is in process.
Okay. And do you have any case ID or DCN number?
It's just going to be the same as the claim number, and that claim number is 02020252 like Echo 02. 6852.
Okay, thank you. And what is the turnaround time for this?
Okay, one more time. You went very faint for me.
Turnaround time for next follow-up.
So these can take 30 to 60 days.
Okay. And I have one more patient.
Okay, so for a different member?
Before that, what is the call reference number for this one?
Okay, just confirming that next claim is for a different member, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So call reference number for this member is LYMAG2021. And then, Lexi, I'm going to place you just on a brief hold so I can document this account, and I'll be right back for the next one, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, Leslie, thank you so much for waiting. I am ready for the next member's ID number. I think you have me on mute. I cannot hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so we just started with G4GOL 202-142-000.
Okay, member's first and last name and date of birth?
Robert Sanchez. Date of birth is 3/22/1945.
Can you give me the year one more time?
45.
Perfect. And what's the date of service and build amount for his claim?
5/16/25, build amount $20,407 even.
So 20407 is build amount?
Yes.
Okay. And then again, just give me a moment while I pull the claim up. There may be some silence here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and it looks like we had some pricing issues on this one, and so they are still working on those. There was a request sent just earlier this week to confirm that they're still working on it, and they are still working on that pricing issue, and there's not a resolution currently.
Okay, so what is the turnaround time to...
So it can vary for this one just because they're reviewing the claim. And so usually there's some sort of response in 7 to 10 business days. But if it's a more complex thing, then it can take a little longer. I would usually say within about 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. not an issue. And the reference number would be same for this one?
No, reference number for this one is SAROG2021.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.